President Trump has just nominated his first federal lower court judges, a slate of 10 yesterday, 5 to appellate courts, 5 to district courts. And it's just the beginning. There are currently 129 vacancies on federal courts that the president has the power to fill. Emily Bazelon is a staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and a fellow at Yale Law School. She's with us now. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
And how would you describe this first slate of judicial nominees from the president?
These are reliably conservative lawyers and judges. Some of them are judges in state courts. And so what we're seeing here is the kind of slate that has been handpicked by the Federalist Society, a conservative organization that will really please people who want conservative results from the judiciary and also the conservative intellectual part of the legal academy and the law profession.
Any names that we would know of people who've just been nominated?
I kind of doubt it, but I'll tell you a few of them anyway.
Sure.
Joan Larson has been a justice on the Supreme Court of Michigan. She's someone who was on Trump's list for a potential Supreme Court nomination. That's also true of David Strass, who is a justice in Minnesota. And Judge Amal Thapar has been nominated to the Federal Court of Appeals. He's currently a district court judge. So those are three names that have come up before when we've been talking about potential candidates for a later Supreme Court nomination.
Well, and we focus so much on the people who are nominated for the Supreme Court, but in fact, the vast majority of cases in this country never make it to the Supreme Court. These lower courts are very important. Give us a sense of that, of how important the lower courts are.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because it is really crucial. You know, most people who get to court, into federal court, their cases never make it anywhere near the Supreme Court. Usually they're resolved at the district court level. That's the first place you go. And then sometimes they go up to the federal courts of appeal. And so the findings of fact that district court judges make are really crucial. That's when you build a record that all the appellate judges after that use in evaluating the case. And then the appellate courts really make the law in a lot of cases and a lot of areas of law for the different regions of the country. So these are really important positions on the bench. And you're right, we often underplay that.
As we said, there are 129 federal court vacancies right now. How does that number compare to what other presidents have had?
It's pretty high. So the total number of judges with lifetime tenure on the federal bench is 870. So 129 is already a pretty good fraction, about 12 or 13% of the total. And what's also interesting is when you look at the age of a lot of federal judges on the bench and you anticipate that some vacancies are going to come about because people are going to want to retire, you can see that Trump is really poised to potentially fill more vacancies than anyone in 40 years before the presidency of Gerald Ford. So we're talking about the beginning of what could be a much larger wave of Trump judicial appointments.
Is part of the reason why there are so many vacancies because Republicans refuse to confirm President Obama's nominees for these courts?
Yes. It's a combination of the vacancies that Trump inherited, and some of that was because the Republicans were, you know, obstructing or kind of slow walking some Obama nominations. And then there's just this kind of demographic happy coincidence from the point of view of Trump in terms of creating the potential for a lot more vacancies.
And he's got a Republican Senate now, so he's going to have an easier time getting these nominees through, presumably.
That's right. And, you know, you can remember the history here when Harry Reid was the Senate Majority Leader for the Democrats. He ended the filibuster for these lower court nominations. Now, of course, Mitch McConnell for the Republicans has ended it for Supreme Court vacancies. But we have a history with lower court vacancies, especially when the party in power of the Senate also controls the presidency, of a pretty easy ride toward confirmation.
Emily, I want to ask you about one other thing, which is that there's been this speculation that there's going to be another Supreme Court vacancy this summer. President Trump has talked about it. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, they think there will be a retirement from the court. People think that that's likely to be Anthony Kennedy. What are you hearing about that?
I'm hearing rumors about this, too, from inside the judiciary and the legal academy. I can't say for sure that's what's happening, but there are definitely starting to be inklings that it could happen. And You know, if Anthony Kennedy wants to be replaced by a Republican president the next year before a potential change of control of the Senate would be, from his point of view, good timing. And I think there's also something very reliably conservative and also smart about the judicial picks that Trump has made so far that could reassure Kennedy. You know, if he was worried that he was going to be replaced by some really off-the-wall kind of judge, we're right. just that is not what we're actually seeing right now.
That's Emily Bazelon, a staff writer at the New York Times Magazine and fellow at Yale Law School. Emily, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.